Shaylee Peters joining you, and it's time to take a look back at this week's market activity as we visit with Heather Ramsey from the ARC Group based out of Lincoln. And Heather, looking back on this week, a short holiday week, but a lot to trade on news-wise. Why don't we go over those weekly numbers first?
Yeah, for a short week, this has been a really big week as far as numbers go. If you look at nearby corn, we're up 3.5 cents. At new crop D17 corn, up 5.5 cents week over week. Looking out at the beans, they were our huge winners of the short week here. Nearby January 2017 beans up 51 cents week over week. And if you look at that new crop November 2017, beans up 33¾ cents. And the only downside to this is nearby wheat was off about 3 cents, but I do think that beans helped kind of hold everyone together. So that could have been a lot worse on the wheat side of things. So down 3 is not too terrible overall if you look at things.
You mentioned soybeans, and as you said, kind of the story of the week. I'm sure you have a lot of guys wondering what to do this time of year as they look towards their 2017 crop. Talk about some soybean strategies.
Yeah, we've definitely started selling soybeans here and there and, you know, 10-20% increments. We've gotten some opportunities 2 or 3 times here in the last month to really take advantage of some good prices on beans, and they continue to go up on us. Some of the things that we've been doing so that we stay in the upside game is utilizing our ARC averaging contracts, either with or without a floor. You know, today, if you look at putting a floor on at the current D17 prices, we're looking at, you know, somewhere around a 10.25 futures floor, call it 60 cents just for rough math. That's going to be a 9.65 to a 9.70 floor, futures floor. And then you still participate in all this upside. You can do that on your own to margin it. You can wrap it up in an HTA with us, so we're not worrying about margin call. That really is kind of your baseline. It gets the job done. It locks in a floor, and it leaves you open for upside. Now, that's not the contract for everyone. There's tons of different ways to go about starting to price next year's 2017 beans. And I usually tell guys, you know, when it's time to be selling grain, I always tell them, I don't care how you get it done. We have to get it done. So we're either utilizing these averages with or without a floor. We're utilizing HTAs both through us, going to third-party destinations that we don't have a problem getting locked into for delivery and who have reasonable HTA fees, or we're going straight out to the board and selling futures and buying puts. So those are some of the different ways that we're locking in futures prices or locking in protection. It's really up to each individual client's bias, but I heavily, heavily recommend, you know, looking at where that bottom number for next year is and then deciding on what's my profit level I'm trying to attain, because today we are talking about prices on beans that lock in a profit. The other thing that we've heard a lot from guys is, well, I want to sell, but I don't want to miss out on any more, you know, potential upside. Well, again, that's what our averaging contracts with or without the floor, they accomplish for each of our clients, locking in pricing with upside. But the other thing I think is important to say out there is that some guys really do like selling futures or selling futures on an HTA. And there is some interesting things you can do with options that a lot of people don't understand, and that's the short-dated options. Now, short-dated options are not a match for everyone, and they're not a match all year long with where the markets are. But today, you can actually go and buy calls, short-dated calls, that leave you open to upside movement through the end of June, so a July expiration. Put them a dollar out, because if we're going to move on beans, we've got a good chance of moving more than a dollar here if it happens. And send 20 cents. You know, you're out 20 cents on prices that typically for everyone I've looked at, you know, we've got 70 to a buck value profit-wise. So, it's definitely a different strategy that a lot of guys aren't familiar with and haven't used before, but it's a great way to go ahead and price, lock in profits, and then designate a certain portion of that profit to be spent leaving yourself back in the market for upside movement. So that is a strategy that a lot of people, again, aren't familiar with, but it's super easy. It's fairly minimal investment and minimal risk to the client because you've got your futures locked in, and you're only paying for whatever upside you're willing to pay for. So just wanted to throw that out there. Everyone's kind of thinking about there's different ways to still be in this market and take advantage of prices at the same time.
All right, Heather. So a lot to think about then as we head towards the end of this year and wrap up 2016. If you would like more information from ARC on any of this, you can visit with Heather or anyone else from the ARC group by giving them a call toll-free, 866-574-2724, or go online to agriskconsulting.net. I'm Shaylee Peters on the Rural Radio Network.